Travelers at airports around the country are slowing down this holiday weekend thanks to a lot of flyers and also to new carry-on restrictions. And it's not the road warrior business travelers who are going through the TSA lines. It's casual flyers who may not have encountered the new regulations before. Here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
The passengers at Washington Dulles International Airport seem to know the drill. They pop open their laptops, slip off their shoes, and fling keys into plastic trays. Still, every few seconds, it happens. Security officials have to pull someone out of line, someone bearing a liquid gel or aerosol spray.
There is a certain amount of confusion. The seasoned traveler and the business traveler, we're seeing that even those road warriors are not quite clear on what's permitted and not permitted.
Tara Hamilton of the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Airports Authority says one reason is that the rules have changed. Liquids and gels were banned after the discovery of an alleged plot to blow up airplanes with liquid explosives. Now those rules are relaxed a bit. TSA spokeswoman Ellen Howe says containers must be 3 ounces or less, and they must be in a one-quart Ziploc plastic bag.
And one bag per passenger, and that needs to be pulled out and declared in your shoe bin or with your jacket as you go through the checkpoint.
The following restrictions apply to liquids, gels, and or aerosols when entering the sterile area through the passenger screening checkpoint.
Despite signs and messages blaring from TV monitors, the trash cans at Dulles Airport security checkpoints are overflowing with banned items. Airport official Tara Hamilton says people make it all the way up to the front of the line and then find out there's a problem.
They either are bringing liquids and gels that are in larger containers, or they're putting them loose in their carry-on bag. When their bag goes through the screening device, it shows these items. The TSA has to, according to their protocol, open that bag and search it.
A few feet away, passenger Pauline Martin has made a common mistake. She left her Ziploc bag inside her suitcase.
I had to take my little Ziploc bag with the liquids out and put them in a tray. I did have a little small water bottle that they threw away. I had that in my pocket.
On a typical workday, crowds are lighter than on holidays, and most are business travelers. Travelers like Claudia Calloway. She waits in line at Reagan National Airport in Washington with her plastic bag tucked under her arm.
I have a lot of face products that I just purchased that if I had to throw away and my husband found out how much I paid because I had to throw them away, I'd probably have to cut up my credit card.
But many holiday travelers won't be prepared like Calloway, says airport official Tara Hamilton.
And there's a snowball effect that all the passengers behind also are delayed.
Hamilton says they may miss their planes and find no space on later flights. So the TSA is urging travelers to check its website, tsa.gov, and arrive prepared. Agency spokeswoman Ellen Howe offers this rule of thumb.
If you can pour it, pump it, squeeze it, spread it, smear it, spray it, or spill it, then it is a liquid or a gel.
What if you have a pumpkin pie?
Yeah, I think that would be considered a gel.
People don't have to throw out banned items. They can leave the line and check the bag. However, Howe does not recommend this for pumpkin pie. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
Transportation Security Administration.